Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jarnie Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So whenever you text or tweet or send a raven or
whatever you do.
Yeah. Maybe you write a question in crayon and mail it in. Just put odds on it.
Whatever.
If you mailed it last month, we would just now be getting it, because apparently that's how things work around here. For instance, going back to the first hour, if you missed any of the first hour, by the way, all available on podcastarena.com and also on our new app, the ESPN 97.5 app. And when you're on Podcast Arena, you can also pick up a copy of that great gambling book by A.J. Hoffman and Fred Fowler, an introduction to sports betting blitz style. You can also get a copy of Acing Racing 2016. So if you're planning to go to the track this weekend, big, big night of racing Saturday with the $400,000 Houston Ladies Classic. I will be I will write a little thing and give everybody a pick four play on that all stakes pick four. I think I have one for $48, but I'll do that for the people because I love you guys. Couple things from Twitter. Joshua, Spurs line minus 10, overreaction or spot on, do you think? The Rockets tend to play the good teams close. They actually put some effort into defense. Seems a little high to me. Although, by the same token, when the Spurs play well, they're stomping
people. What's the number?
10. Mm. Yeah, I think I won't play it, but I would lean Rockets on that.
I don't bet the NBA, but 10 points is a lot.
Yeah.
I will give you that. That's a lot of points.
Ryan, what are the odds? Kanye's favorite.
But that's at San Antonio, too.
Still,
you got to remember.
Yeah, where they've lost once all year.
Yeah.
But I do think that that's one thing about the Rockets is if you've consistently played them when they've taken on the good teams, they've covered because they actually try to play defense. They don't half-ass it the way they do most of the time. Ryan, what are the odds Kanye's favorite Game of Thrones character is Littlefinger? Hashtag percent zero.
Zing.
Okay, that goes back to last hour. I'm still disgusted by that, but oh well.
Fingers.
Speaking of disgusting,
fingers.
You know, it's nice when we have people in studio. We have guests in studio. I just always hope that they don't have to use the restroom while they're here and see that damn urinal that nobody flushes with pee all over the floor.
Yep.
My God, it's disgusting in there. Leon's enjoying the ESPN app while working in the garage. Love the show.
Nice.
See, that's a great thing about that. You can be in the garage. You can be almost anywhere. It's all good.
People love that app. And plus, it's nice because, John, you can, from what I understand now, you can listen to the podcast on it, too.
Yep. Very, very, very handy in terms of accessing everything on our platform.
Yeah. Can you buy Acing Racing from that? I haven't tried
that. I
don't
know about Acing Racing, but you can buy the Blitz betting book.
Well, if you can buy the Blitz betting book, you can buy Acing Racing because it takes you to the same page. See, there you go. You can even do that on the app. A friend of mine texted me an idea. I think this is actually a good idea. We should pick one month and take a dollar from every one of the audiobooks we sell and put it into the scholarship.
Okay.
Well, that's one way we'll raise money. So that's a really good idea. What are the odds you guys see my smoke signal and are able to decipher it?
I don't read smoke signals.
I started reading it, and the first two letters were an F, and it wasn't Fred, so I kind of assumed you were being offensive. And then I kind of lost it. The wind blew it away. Somebody said, last time you said that, Fred, the Rockets got smashed by the Cavs. They did, but they've also covered against the Spurs. They've covered against the Thunder. When the Warriors played here the first time, they did. So, yes. And, dude, nobody's 100%. Let's try Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Quick question. Well, first of all, unfortunately, I'm moving to Denver. on Saturday. So I have to find some bogus radio station up there to put up with.
Dude, just listen to that app.
I've been with you guys for about 3 years. But anyway, what are the odds, if found guilty, that HGH will keep Peyton Manning out of the Hall of Fame?
I don't think it will. Because
zero.
The Hall of Fame, the football, the NFL, they're voted in by their peers.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're not?
No.
I'm thinking of the Heisman, huh?
Yeah, no, they're voted in by media guys. But
no, Peyton Manning's not. There's no way he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the NFL Hall's different. And
I was thinking of the Heisman.
No, the way that works is there's a group of guys. John McClain is one of them. And they all go and meet and they make cases for each guys. And then they vote in, the ones that they're going to do it on. And I think when they let Lawrence Taylor in, then that was pretty clear that they didn't care about stuff like that. And if you started going back...
Although that's different. Performance enhancers are different than... I would still argue that cocaine's a performance enhancer, but...
Yeah, but I think the point is, even if it turns out to be true, which it wouldn't shock me even a little bit. I mean, you're talking about one of the most competitive guys that's played that position, trying to come back from an injury. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But... I don't care either. And they didn't test for it. And you know what? Here's an interesting ethical question for you. If you go to a place where it's legal, like let's say I go to Amsterdam and smoke weed.
Okay.
Well, better yet, I go to Colorado. Then I come back here and test positive for it. I can lose my job.
Yeah.
Well, what if they don't test me? Then it doesn't really matter, right?
No.
I did something that's not legal here. So what if he went off to one of these places where HGH is legal? Try to get healed. Is it so bad?
Well, the problem is, I mean, the NFL Players Association signed an agreement saying they won't do this, 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 and this. So it doesn't say you can do this as long as it's legal in your country.
Yeah, they don't test you for it. They don't test you for it.
No. I think they're just going to have a hard time proving it.
Well, yeah, I don't think the story's as ridiculous as people who have dismissed it because they love Peyton so much and they love those damn nationwide commercials. I do think there's something to it, but I don't care. And I think this is one of those stories that should not be getting any attention, just like the Tom Brady thing shouldn't have gotten any attention. But I guarantee you it's going to blow up next week. And
I think it's strange that the NFL suddenly started looking into this.
Well, I don't understand why the NFL is going through this phase of trying to destroy their biggest legends. I mean, that's what they did with Brady last year. They went after that constantly. And Pro Football Talk and all these other stupid sites kept making that, getting into PSI and how much ball sizes were and things like that. It was just dumb. And it was debated to death. And why are you announcing, we're investigating this now? Because you don't want to look like you were playing favorites? Or because you're trying to get attention to something besides the game again? And I'm telling you, we're not going to be talking about this again. We are not going to do this all Super Bowl week next week. We're not going to ask everybody, what do you think about Peyton and HGH? It's not going to happen because it's silly. And it is a non-bleeping story, just like Deflategate was. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So Julian says the NFL wants to prove it's bigger than its players. They try to do that all the time. I mean, that's the league itself is kind of, if you ran any other business like this, the way they run the NFL, that thing would be bankrupt. But because the NFL is what it is, you can have an idiot like Goodell and the people in charge, and it doesn't matter. We all watch it. Do you see the ratings for the championship games?
Yep.
Guess what? Up. Ding, ding, ding. They did really good numbers. The Super Bowl may wind up breaking the record again, although maybe not with Coldplay. But according to the TV ratings, 9% increase in the Broncos-Patriots from the same game time, 29.1 was the rating. And 31.8 is the highest for an AFC championship game. I'm sorry, 29.1 was what the Seahawks-Packers did. 31.8 is the AFC championship game, the highest since the Broncos-Browns game 29 years ago when Elway led the drive. Later game did a 26.8, but still up 19% from last year's Patriots-Colts.
Yeah.
And then Deflategate happened. So maybe they're smart. Maybe if they create these false controversies we all watch. Batman's ugly brother. What are the odds you put out a Life After Divorce audiobook? Obviously, you've survived multiple and could help. You know, it's funny. When people ask my advice on stuff, it's always about how to deal with divorce.
Really?
Yeah, I get that more than anything. More than, you know, how would you play this hand in this situation? Or, I mean, you get general horse racing questions and betting questions. But, I mean, just general advice. Hey, man, I'm going through this. What do you suggest? I wish there was a book like that.
You should write one.
God, I got so many things in the works. I got this Galveston Mafia book I've been working on. I got this novel I've been working on. And I haven't got any of them done. I'm doing too much right now. I don't know. Is that something that people would be interested in? I mean, I think you'd rather have it from like a therapist or somebody who knows what they're doing, right? Not just some guy who sucks at marriage.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you've kind of figured it out, it seems.
Mm-hmm. So far.
Yeah.
But you know me. I'm one bad night away from starting over again.
Yeah.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. When I'm in a New York state of mind. We are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Crystal wants to know, how do you deal with divorce when your Cowboys are 4-12? Oof. Alcohol.
Makes it even more difficult.
Alcohol. Just, well, I say that. That was a stretch where I way overdid it. And don't do that. TJ, where's the book about vampires where they snort their ashes like drugs? I did that short story on my blog a couple years ago. It's in the works, just like the other ones. That's why I don't make fun of George R. R. Martin for not finishing his books before he dies, because I'll get on a project and then I'll jump on another one. And I had a really good agent at one time who kept me focused on stuff, but then she kind of freaked out. She was a mousy little thing, getting back to the mousy conversation. She kind of freaked out and retired, and I haven't had a literary agent since. So until I get one again that will say, focus on this, do this, I can sell this, then I won't give you a time frame, but there will be a new big project out by the end of the year. One of those four that I'm working on. Guaranteed.
All right.
713-780-ESPN's your number.
That's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
That is a Fred Fowler guarantee, damn it. So, all right, I made two promises today. One's we're going to have a scholarship.
Yeah.
And one is that I will have one of the big projects out by the end of the year. I just have to. I'm actually pretty far along on all of them. It's just a matter of actually finishing. And, you know, I do kind of focus a lot on this show. And
that's what I like you to do.
I mean, I'm not good enough to just show up here and do a show. I'm not.
I agree.
So I have to work at it. You know, I'm going to give something away. What do I want to give away here? How about this? Bellator 149 is coming to Houston Friday, February 19th at Toyota Center with two huge main events. Gracie and Shamrock, Kimbo Slice against Dada 5000. You get a pair of tickets to see history made. How about this? You and a guest will have lunch with Tito Ortiz and AJ Hoffman at Lorenzo's Restaurant. Tickets are available. Log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com to get yours now. If you win, you have to promise not to go up and hug AJ.
Please. Okay?
Caller 20. You get the tickets. That's a good prize. We're just loaded with good prizes today. I got a lot more. Got two more prize packs for Sam Houston Saturday night, which is going to be great because that's going to be a huge race card. We've got our What Are the Odds game that we'll play at 6:15. So we got plenty of good stuff coming. So if you don't win this, that's all right. We're here to give to the people today. Man, I was looking at deaths. We didn't talk about this yesterday. Abe Vigoda was 94 years old. I didn't even know he was still alive. Man. That's a hell of a run. That's a shame.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. Striving for Success asks, can you answer why Sam Cassell doesn't get more head coaching consideration? Doesn't he deserve a shot?
I don't know. I mean, he did a good job with John Wall, I think, when he was in Washington. I think he's done a decent job in L.A., but L.A., they're such a mess right now. It's hard to know. I don't know what I think with assistant coaches, it's really hard to tell how good they are. I mean, I believed he was doing a good job with John Wall because he was a former point guard and he had a young guy there in John Wall who he was helping out. And John Wall turned out good. In my mind, he did a good job there. I don't know what he's doing now. It's hard to tell.
It is, and where assistant coaches start getting noticed the most is when their teams win really big. And the Clippers have won, but not really, really big. And I think that's part of it. Yeah. Because you look at suddenly, because Kerr's out and the Warriors do better, now you've got a guy that, okay, he was there for a championship. The interim coached them to an incredible start. That's going to get him noticed.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're part of the Spurs organization, you're going to get noticed. So I think it's hard unless, I think he'll get an opportunity at some point if he's around winning organizations, but the Clippers need to win a little bigger. I like Sam, actually. I think he's got a good basketball mind, and I think he's the kind of guy that could do it at some point.
I was hearing today some trade rumors involving Chris Paul, including Chris Paul to Cleveland for Kyrie Irving.
Really?
Which, I don't know. I mean, that changes the entire dynamic of things, in my opinion. I guess the Clippers now are, they've been talking about trading Paul for a while. He's 30, you know, he's a smaller guy. You probably think, and he's going to be a free agent in 2017. He's not going to win a championship right now with the Clippers because the Warriors and Spurs and even the Thunder play in the same conference as him. So it's going to be tough. But they think that maybe, the Cavs in their mind, they think they have a better chance winning now with a guy like Chris Paul than Kyrie Irving.
I think that makes sense.
And in the Clippers' mind, they get a lot younger and Kyrie Irving has still a lot of time to grow. He can grow with Blake Griffin. I mean, it's interesting. It's an interesting thought. It does make some sense.
It makes a lot of sense, actually.
That said, I mean, you give up, and not to crap on Kyrie Irving. I think Kyrie Irving's a really good player, but you give up a lot defensively is the other thing that you got to remember. Long term, I don't know, but I feel like. And the other thing, I guess, from the Cavs standpoint is Chris Paul hasn't been very good in the playoffs. You know, you just mentioned the lack of success that team has had.
Yeah.
It's interesting. They've not they've had some hard times. But
although, man, I think he would – that would make the Cavaliers better now.
I think so, too.
This year and next year, I think. And maybe that's their window at this point. It may not be that much longer.
I mean, that's one of the few NBA superstar trades that actually makes sense for both teams.
Yeah. Although, I guess if you're doing that and you're the Clippers, you're saying this ain't our year.
And I mean, if you're the Clippers, can you honestly think it is? Blake Griffin's out for 3 or 4 weeks. He's already missed a bunch of games anyway. You're in the same conference as maybe the three best teams in the NBA. I don't know. I think if you're the Clippers, maybe saying this isn't our year isn't the dumbest thing to do.
Yeah, although, you know, they did beat the Spurs last year.
Yeah.
And, I don't know that the way they're constructed, they're ever going to make a deep run in the playoffs. I don't know that Kyrie Irving changes that. But, you know, I don't think they stepped that far back. But you are talking about, okay, we're looking ahead to 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. TJ wants to know, does that prize qualify you to get punched in the face when you talk about Tito Ortiz's ex at lunch?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, why don't you find out?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to find out. See if you get punched.
Getting to know Tito.
It's a good plan.
That's always a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw your wife in this movie. Have you seen that one?
Were you in that one, just out of curiosity?
No, that was another dude.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And some very strange texts. Do you see once again someone has been suspended by ESPN?
I did see. Well, I saw the Bob Ryan thing.
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, that's who I was talking about. It's one of those things I wanted to get to yesterday. ESPN suspended Bob Ryan for calling Mark Jackson, quote, a Bible-pounding phony and con man on the Dan Le Batard show. Which, all right, this is why I have no interest in ever working for ESPN National, is, man, we say stuff 10 times worse than that 5 times a week.
Yeah.
You probably 10 times a week, me probably 5 times a week. But either way, and that gets you suspended. And then he had to come out and apologize. I made personal and disparaging radio remarks about Mark Jackson that were way over the top. Have reached out to Mark with my sincere apology. Well, I mean, the guy is the pastor of a church who also had an affair with an ex-stripper. Who
started, no big deal.
So, yeah. I mean, whatever.
Fred, that's semantics.
Oh, okay.
You know that.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that. I hate when people get suspended for saying stuff like that because, you know, you're paying these people to be provocative. And then I would get suspended once a week. Wouldn't be able to work there.
I wouldn't be able to work there either.
Just no way.
I feel like I don't want to work there because I don't like anybody who works there. Everybody annoys me. That's
on
ESPN.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Like, Michelle Beadle. Ugh.
We'd have to have her on, and then we'd do something to insult her and get suspended.
Bill Walton. Jemele Hill. Like, Bill Walton I at least could, like, deal with because he's Bill Walton. But
I kind of like Jemele Hill.
Do you really? Ugh, I don't.
She's got that look I like.
Chris Berman. Oh.
That would be the killer.
That's damn near as bad as it gets. But, I mean, there's even more. Like, Brian Windhorst is an annoying guy.
Oh, that's a guy who wouldn't even have a job if he wasn't LeBron's flacky.
Right. What if you had to hang around?
See, now, if I said that on the National, I'd be suspended.
Right. What if you had to hang around Lee Corso?
Lee Corso pre-stroke, like, was kind of funny.
Oh, now it's terrible.
Now he's just...
Dick Vitale.
I can't stand.
How much could you deal? How could you, like, sit in the same room and be on...
Imagine we had to interview him.
Could you be on TV with... like, what if they put you at a table and they're like, all right, let's have a group conversation with Lou Holtz, Darren Rovell, and Dan Le Batard. No thanks.
Yeah, I'd kill myself.
See, the more I think about it, I don't like anybody there. I don't know why. And then I was watching SportsCenter this morning.
I like Tirico.
I like Tirico, too.
Actually, I kind of like Mike and Mike when we interview them separately. I don't really like listening to them all the time. And that's only because I had to listen to them for so long when I was doing updates in the morning that I kind of got, eh.
Also, I'm not even mentioning, like, the obvious... The trifecta of all trifectas, the Woody Page, Stephen A. Smith, Chris Broussard trifecta. It's the worst ever.
I forgot Skippy.
Didn't I say that? Skip.
No, you said Woody Page.
Oh, not Woody Page. I meant Skip Bayless. Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, and Chris Broussard. That's the holy trinity of awful. But I was watching SportsCenter this morning. They had, like, wrestlers in masks on. Not even, like, famous wrestlers.
Just like luchadors?
Yeah. I was like, what are you guys doing?
Interesting. Okay.
It's terrible.
Oh, well.
Hey, I have a message from the Most High.
Are we supposed to be going to break here, John?
I think
he's trying to keep us from getting suspended.
That's okay. I'm going to go Chris Broussard, Stephen A. Smith, who was the other guy you just said that I forgot?
Bayless.
Oh, Skip Bayless. And Berman, that's the worst.
So Berman is number one on that.
That's
list
the Mount Rushmore of. I can't
listen to any event that he does, and yeah, I don't complain about it. Just turn the TV down.
God, but I gotta get Michelle Beadle on there somehow. I don't know. I can't do it. There's too much. I don't like anybody.
I think Jemele Hill's got that look I like. I'll go there. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To own these rappers, the game is full of slaves and they mostly rappers. You sold your soul first and your homies zap. We sold these stupid filthy, they could own it.
Why, but you wanna justify if someone's head off?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let us follow up what we were just talking about. It's not that I don't necessarily like some of those people.
I don't.
I just think part of it is what they're asked to do is not something I enjoy listening to or being around.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, you know what I mean? Some of those people may be really nice in person. I just think I just don't think they're good at their jobs.
But I think that's part of what they've created is an atmosphere where they're supposed to be provocative. They're supposed to be, you know, saying outlandish things. But then there's a line. If you cross that, you get suspended. That's what kind of gets me. And I just don't enjoy that kind of television or radio where you're screaming over each other and creating takes out of nowhere. It's just not my thing. But that's okay. I mean, a lot of people love it. I mean, the ratings for that first take are through the roof as far as ESPN ratings go. So people like it. Like that highly questionable, which I hardly ever see because it's on when we are. People like that show. I don't. You know, I see a little scroll. Do you question this? Like, I'm not really interested in that topic. But that's me. I mean, it's we're not all supposed to like the same things. But like I knew Woody Page back when he was a columnist and Skip Bayless, and they were good guys. It doesn't mean Woody was a fantastic writer. Skip was a good writer. He wasn't as good as I thought Woody was, but you know, it doesn't mean I enjoy what they do now, but they're making a great living doing it. It's just not for me. Somebody asked, what about Van Pelt? I like Scott Van Pelt.
I like Van Pelt, too.
Personally and professionally.
I think they messed up taking Van Pelt off the radio and putting him on SportsCenter because I don't think that a personality is going to make people watch SportsCenter. I think people watch SportsCenter for the highlights, and I think that they lost a lot on the radio when he left.
Yeah,
and I don't know that they made up for it in what they're. I don't. Are the ratings for his sports centers way better than they were before he was on there? I can't imagine it's much different.
I don't know because I don't really watch it, and it's not because I don't want to. It's just there's usually something else I'm doing at that time of night.
And yeah, listen, when I watch Sports Center at night and he's on, I enjoy it.
Yeah,
but I'd much rather him be on the radio instead of.
It was nice having him as a lead-in.
Yeah, it was. let me tell you.
Plus, he's just a decent dude, and. And I always liked and respected him. It's that Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Brian?
I was wondering what the odds are of, I know there's a lot of Vikings fans out there, but I was at Snowgate 2016 or Ice Bowl 2016, and I saw the kick that brought forth the trifecta that is the 98 Vikings, 2009, and now 2015-16. What are the odds the Vikings make it back? And I think the Packers are off the map for a while.
I don't think the Packers are off the map until Aaron Rodgers isn't around or Aaron Rodgers stops being Aaron Rodgers. I think, in fact, the Packers will probably be better next year than they were this year, in my
opinion. That's one organization that's pretty good at fixing holes. They'll have Jordy Nelson back. They'll address receiver, which I think will make a difference.
I think for Minnesota to be back, they've got to continue to get improvement from Teddy Bridgewater.
I think that's really it.
If he continues to grow, I think that team can be good. If he doesn't, it's kind of the same thing the Miami Dolphins faced. They had a guy who first couple of years looked decent. Unfortunately for the Dolphins, what Ryan Tannehill was as good as he got.
Yeah,
and
I think this is the key year for Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah. Year three. This is where I think they need to let him throw the ball more and find out if he can do it.
Because you got to start – the Vikings need to start thinking about life without Adrian Peterson.
Yeah,
because
that's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. I like that team. I like the way they've drafted, but that's the whole key for them. Does he take that next step? I think he will, but we'll find out. All right, one more. Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Oh, sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I wanted to – y'all were talking about – Scott Van Pelt and Portson, and I completely agree with what you're saying, but I kind of wanted to add something. I think that time spot.
Hey, Brandon, hold on. Available. Brandon, hold on just a second. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, sir.
Do what?
No, I'm not on speakerphone.
Ah, your phone is terrible. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. But
Yeah, I just think that his time slot is really bad, and it seems like there's always something better on, but during the radio, it was always perfect, and I thought he was a lot better as the lead instead of Ryan Russillo, and I really enjoyed that show, and now it seems like anybody could do the SportsCenter at night.
I'm with you. I'm with you, and trust me, not anybody can do that radio show as we've... I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't. It's just not. It's not as good.
Well,
I can say that, right?
Yeah.
I think that Scott. Or I think that Van Pelt was better at radio than Russillo and Canal.
You know what? He's got an awful lot of money to go do that.
Yep.
And that's the decision.
I just don't know if it's the right investment for ESPN. I think they had that guy in the right spot.
I agree. Although, I do think at some point they'd like to get back to the, because when SportsCenter first started, it was personalities that drove it. With highlights. And now, I mean, we all get the highlights. I don't even need to watch SportsCenter to know what's going on. I'm looking at my phone the whole time. I know everything. I've seen the highlights on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't need highlights. And I get the idea of let's get a personality back on there. One thing I like about Scott is he is funnier visually sometimes. Because he's got such great facial expressions. Humorous facial expressions that go with the things he said that just adds a whole new meaning to it that never came across on radio. So I like the concept, but I every time it's on, there's something else I'm watching. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back.
He was at I'd met him plenty of times, but the only time I'd met him not in a radio setting was...
It was New Orleans, right?
It was in New Orleans.
Yeah,
at
you guys
Maple
were in the
Leaf.
Same bar.
Yeah, we just happened to be at this watching the brass band. And, man, that guy just sticks out like a sore thumb. He's like 6'20". He's a giant. And there's
but
no
he's
hiding.
He's a hell
guy.
Of a lot thinner than he looks on TV.
Oh, yeah.
He's a rail, man. That's another reason I don't want to do TV is because you've got to be tinier because you're always going to look bigger.
Not to mention... You move to Bristol and start working for that ESPN, you probably have to take a pay cut.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm fine here.
And I'd have to live in Bristol.
Yeah. You know what's happening in Bristol right now?
Snow. Exactly. You know what's happening here?
No thanks.
BBH.
It's chilly today.
It's a little chilly, and we got great beer. All right, quick break. We come back. We'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. A bunch of you guys sent me this one, and I guarantee you it's...
I've got some Gym of the Day type stuff we may want to throw out there too.
Okay.
I told you about yesterday.
This, I'll tell you what this one is on break. Okay. If you think it's better, we'll do
it.
Oh,
we can do it all.
We can. We can make multiple gyms of the
That's
day.
That's right.
It's our show. We can do whatever the hell
That's
we want.
That's what we call added value for the folks at Zadok's Fine Jewelers.
Yeah. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Get out to Sam Houston Race Park for live thoroughbred racing. Friday, The Blitz kicks it all off with a live broadcast beginning at 4. It's 50 cent beer night, $1.50 wine night, watch, wager, and win at the park. With ESPN 97.5, and then on Saturday, of course, the Houston Ladies Classic. I have tickets for the ESPN Zone that we will be giving away shortly. About a birthday shout-out for Disco Biscuit, who is one of our better Twitter folks. Where the hell's Lamont today?
I don't know.
Is he dead?
No, he's around earlier. He's all right.
Okay, I didn't see him. Well, I'm having trouble keeping up now because the last 2 days we've gotten so many tweets and texts and stuff, and it's been difficult to keep up with everybody, so I apologize if I missed a good one. What are the odds that last caller lied about being on speakerphone? Percent 1,000. Yeah, it
Guys,
was obvious.
This is what I tell you. I can tell. If you're on speakerphone, I can tell. Don't say, no, I'm not on speakerphone, and then suddenly, like,
yeah, we
instantly
you.
Your phone doesn't sound like you're talking through a toaster.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gems of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, I know everybody saw this story because a lot of you shared it with me, but we go to Detroit, Michigan, where a man who died in a weekend car crash was watching something while he was driving.
Yeah, I saw this. This was on my list to get to today. I'm glad you're getting to it.
Pornography.
Yeah.
Happened just after 3:30 a.m. Sunday, and police told Fox 2 in Detroit that the 58-year-old man, God, this is disgusting, 58-year-old man was watching porn and self-pleasuring prior to the one car crash. Talk about things you can never unsee. A 58-year-old sitting there working it, watching porn. He was not wearing a seatbelt either.
Yeah.
And was partially...
Well, I mean, could you accomplish goals
absolutely.
With a seatbelt on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I would guess.
Can't be comfortable, though. I mean, you...
Well, you could pull over. That would be my suggestion.
Or you could wait till you get home,
yeah.
Which would be option A, I would say.
Well, I mean, if you're a carjacker and you have to do it in the car, that's fine. Just pull over.
This guy is a carjacker.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was partially ejected through the sunroof. Died at the scene. So.
He went through the sunroof?
Yes. I told this story once. I was driving to when I was teaching. I was driving on the Beltway one morning, and I saw this car weaving. And I sped up to get around him, and it was a dude in a Prius doing the exact same thing, minus the porn. He was working it at like 8 in the morning on the freeway, going 70 miles an hour.
Yep.
Don't do that. Okay, this is a public service announcement. If you're a carjacker, pull to the side of the road. All right, your turn.
Got a couple of these. One of them is a doctor who is no longer allowed. He's from New York, Dr. David Newman. He's an emergency doctor at Mount Sinai Hospital. He's been barred from seeing patients while police investigate a woman's accusation that he didn't act in a proper doctor. His bedside manner was a little off, is what she's saying. Right now they're saying the matter's under investigation. We're fully cooperating with the appropriate authorities. We take this matter very seriously and are conducting our own internal investigation. During this time, the physician is not providing any medical services. The health and safety of our patients are our utmost concern. You may be saying, man, what's going on with this doctor? Well, here's what he did. He allegedly administered a second shot of morphine when a 22-year-old woman visited for a sore shoulder. Who goes to the emergency room with a sore shoulder, first of all? But if you do go and visit a doctor for a sore shoulder, the last thing you want to happen is you don't want to be sitting there conscious, and this is a quote, conscious but unable to move.
Okay, so...
She felt, I mean, he was
she
like
was Cosby.
A paralytic state.
So she was Cosby.
The woman claims the doctor fondled her breasts and then turned his back to her and began to masturbate. She then felt fluids on her face and later collected some of it in a plastic bag. Like, if I'm a doctor and I did that, like, it's ironic that you said Cosby, also a doctor.
Right. Right,
right? Dr. Huxtable.
Yes.
If you do that, don't you clean up before she's able to move again and like
exactly
not leave enough that she can collect it in a plastic bag?
It's like post-op, right? You clean it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a sterile situation.
Because you could easily explain the breast thing if it's an injured shoulder. You might need to be checking the
right.
shoulder.
Yeah.
And you know what? She was out of it because of all the drugs, but if you leave a deposit at the bank,
yeah.
There's going to be money in your account.
Yep. Yeah, so I thought that was an interesting story.
It was an interesting story.
And then a woman in South Carolina, she faces aggravated domestic violence charges when she hurled ceramic figurines at her husband and hit him with nunchucks. Kelly, or Sandra Earl Kelly, who's 51.
What is it with all these 50-year-olds?
You guys don't know how to act.
Telling you.
Her husband was watching TV in his living room when she asked him to come make love to her. Well, what do you do when your wife says, hey, your wife, if let's say you got an important show on. She wants you
pause.
To come. You pause it.
Yeah.
You always go, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
I feel like everybody always goes.
Hey, that's a normal thing, right?
I think, well, maybe when I'm 50, am I going to, like, jump up and go? What if my wife looks like hell, when she's at that age? I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't know what.
I can speak with some expertise because I'm this age. Hell, yeah. You jump right up.
Do it.
Boom, done.
Well, he passed. Mr. Kelly passed. And she began to assault him with whatever she could pick up. Women, just a lesson to be learned here, women do not like it when you pass on sex, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they feel like they can pass without being hit with nunchucks.
That's a double standard that has always existed in our society, and there's nothing we can do about it.
When police arrived, the woman claimed she had no idea how her husband got hurt. Police said she'd been taking the drug Xanax at the time.
Of course.
And that's what led to the situation. Officer said the wife had wounds to her abdomen that were apparently self-inflicted. She was released on $15,000 bond.
You know, she could have spared herself all that trouble and used those nunchucks for something else.
You know? You know?
Be creative, right?
That's right.
Okay, so he's going to stay on the couch? Just suggesting. All right, that was your collection of Zadok Jewelers Gems of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, you know what? If she'd really been smart, she'd gone and got a bed from Texas Mattress Makers, because then he would have definitely answered the call.
He would have fallen asleep.
No, afterwards, yes. But because the quality of that mattress, man, he was going right in there and taking care of his business. He wasn't going to just sit there and watch TV. Just because Texas Mattress Makers, the mattresses are so awesome that you want to do everything on them. They're great. And right now, man, they've got so many great deals going on. The mattresses there, they make them right there at the factory. They sell them directly to you. One cool thing, maybe she likes to sleep one way and he likes to sleep another. They can, on his side of the bed, they can make the mattress one way. On hers, they can make it another. So you're both comfortable. They know how you sleep. What they'll do is they'll work with you to figure out how it is you sleep, and then they're going to get you on a mattress that's perfect for you. And that makes all the difference in the world as you get older. Maybe she's not cranky enough to freak out like that if she sleeps on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. But talk to the experts. Get it right. Quality handmade at the lowest prices guaranteed. Right now, that inventory blowout sale is going on. Mattress sets starting at $249. And $399 are flying out the door. They're quality top-of-the-line sets at factory clearing prices. Sure, you could go to a retail store, spend a whole bunch of money. Why would you do that? Go check out my friends at Texas Mattress Makers. They'll make it and sell it directly to you. Texas Mattress Makers, it's always about your sleep. Visit them at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation today. Say hello to Yuval and the gang. Tell them I sent you. They'll take care of you. Better sleep at factory prices. TexasMattressMakers.com.